Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because coming to us from New York City is Frances Cole. Frances is a songstress. She's an actor both on stage and on film. She had an amazing career and is still highly active in all kinds of really interesting entrepreneurial activities. So I wanted to bring her on and share her with you today. Fran, welcome.
Hello, Vicki. So nice to talk to you. Yes, my friends call me Fran.
Wonderful. Well, I am a friend, and I will call you Fran. And I am so, so excited that you're here. And you have such an interesting story. Could you tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose in life, which is the entertainment industry?
Well, I grew up in a very small town in Missouri. And at the age of 5, I ran away from home. They brought me back. I knew I would not live in that little burg.
So that's really young.
So I was fortunate enough that I was given a God-given talent of a voice. It has enriched and saved my life so many times. It's brought me great pleasure. And singing to me is like breathing. It's a necessity. So I always knew that this was my passion. And this is what I would be doing as a career.
Wow. That is so wonderful. And so you moved to New York at a very young age and have had a fabulous career, and it's still happening.
Yes. Yes, it is. Thank God. I guess you could say I'm really resilient. Resilient. That's the word.
Well, I think you have to be in the entertainment business. It's so competitive, and there's just so much around it all.
It's a very difficult business to be in. It's not easy. People think everybody can act, sing, and dance. Well, actually, that is not true. But with reality TV, everything today seems to be possible.
Yeah, well, I can tell you it's not true for sure, because there's one here that doesn't even claim to have that kind of talent in that arena. So tell us a little bit about what has had the biggest impact on your life, in your career or your personal life? What has been really impactful for you?
Well, I think one of the biggest impacts of my entire life is meeting Richard and Edie Barstow. They had been famed dancers all over the world and danced before more crown heads of Europe than any performer ever. Richard and Edie went on to become Broadway choreographers. Richard directed Judy Garland in the movie A Star is Born, and he did all of her material for the Palace and for Judy at Carnegie Hall. He wrote acts with all the biggest performers. Sinatra, they always got Richard Barstow. He was the one. He was the biggie. And I was fortunate enough that he cast me in several shows that he directed. And he was a huge influence in my life. I learned so much from him. You know, he taught me it's not in the talking about something. It's in the doing. It's putting the action. You know, people can fantasize, but they're not necessarily willing to put all the work in that they have to accomplish it. So he taught me never relinquish any work or give up the thought of any accomplishment, because it seemed beyond my power. He said, your higher power will help you in all good work and give it up only if you feel it's not God's will for you. Often a task seems beyond power, but there is no limit if you have a belief. did you have an intention? So he was wonderful. He just taught me so much that I will be eternally grateful. And before he passed away, he wrote a show for me out of the goodness of his heart, because this man could not be bought for any money. He had great integrity. And he read How to Call, which I perform for international conferences. And I am so pleased. And if without his guidance, I would never, ever be able to do what I'm presently doing at the club.
Wow. Mentorship is so important in every arena, but particularly in the one that you're involved in, entertainment. No question about it.
Yes.
Fran, what are one of the biggest moments in your life? Because I know you've had a lot, and this is probably going to be really challenging, but can you think of one that really stands out?
Well, when I came to New York and I was coming in from the airport in New Jersey and I saw the skyline of New York City, actually, I mean, I was just turning 19 and my heart stopped. I mean, it stopped. I was overwhelmed with this emotion. I knew I was coming to the place where I would make my life, that I would be in the theater, that I would accomplish what I was meant to do in life, in my passion. I didn't know anybody, nobody. I went to an open call, which was actually held in a theater, unlike today when people sleep on the streets for 5 days to be able to be heard. It was a different world back then. I was 187th person to sing, read, and dance for a big, huge industrial show. In those days, they wrote shows around a car, and this was the Buick Industrial. That meant all of the professional people on Broadway contributed to this event, and it was sent around the country to all of the dealerships in huge, huge venues to introduce the latest car. It was a very coveted job. It paid a lot of money, and for a little girl who'd not been further than Illinois, this was unbelievable. I mean, I had a paid vacation in a private train, 5-star hotels, treated like a queen. We played Chicago, then we went from Chicago to Flint where the cars were built. Again, this huge venue. All of these dealers were actually seeing what would be considered today a Broadway show. These are people from the Midwest. I mean, they didn't get to New York very often, let's face it, in those days. Some of them did, but this was huge. And so we went from Chicago to Flint, Michigan, where the cars were built, again, performing this wonderful, big, huge, original show, to L.A., to San Francisco, and then back to Houston, Texas, and then back to New York. This introduced me to people that I would continue to work with, performers, directors, writers, and I was so thrilled. I mean, I'd never been beyond Illinois. So that was my introduction into New York, and I was so fortunate. I feel so privileged to have been blessed with this happening in my life.
That is such an amazing story, and I was thrilled, and it was my pleasure to be a guest of yours at your home in New York, where you've lived for years, and it was an incredible experience. And one of the things that was really interesting is, though I've known you for a long time, but I really got a glimpse at how important, from staying with you, health is in your proximity and your life. You know, you live so healthy and so holistically. And tell us a little bit about why that has become so important to you in a really stressful business, and what you do to enhance your life by enhancing your health.
Well, I think that we all need to have responsibility for our health, because if we don't have our health, we actually have nothing. I don't care. You can have all the money in the world. You can have all the success in the world. But if you have your health, you have nothing. You're looking at the next chapter. And unfortunately, I've had many friends who have gone beyond because of smoking. I have never smoked because of my voice, and I don't like the smell of it or the taste of it. I attribute it to yoga. I attribute it to meditation. I take no medication at all. I contribute it to trying to eat as healthily as I can. I think that we all have to take our responsibility, and that's how I feel about it. for me, the difference is I eat to live. I do not live to eat. And when I see people on the street who are not taking care of themselves, it makes me very sad.
Yeah, and it's very interesting that you say this because it's very empowering to know that you can maintain health if you take responsibility for your own body and your own state of health. And I'm not sure that everyone looks at it that way, that it is our individual responsibilities. And it's very empowering, but not everyone wants to take that responsibility.
Yes, that's right. Not true.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very empowering. So I hear you're writing a treatment for a TV pilot. I know that this is still, you know, highly secretive in its nature, but can you tell us a little bit about why you came up with the idea to start writing a pilot and, you know, what it, a little bit about what it's about?
Well, I guess, you know, the title is, and it's already been to the writer's registry, so it's registered. The title is You Can't Hit a Moving Target. And it is about a group of friends in New York City, moi, who has this fabulous apartment and her, the friends that enter her life. And honestly, it's all for real. I could walk around with just a tape recorder, an iPhone, and tape conversations. You couldn't write this if you wanted to because it's so true and it's so funny. And it's been out to California to a producer who really thinks it has merit with a big, he has a big track record. And so I'm working on the continuation of it. And within maybe the next month or two, the next drafts will be going out. And it's a lot of fun. And I think that we need to learn something every day, and I try to. I feel like I like to be a sponge and absorb what's good, and those things that are not so good, toss them aside. So I'm very excited about it, and it's going to be about people of varying ages. I think that we have to forget this ageism in New York. I understand one of the magazines is going to eliminate that expression for cosmetics, and I think they should. I think it's perfectly fine for us to become mature. It doesn't mean we have to fall apart if we take care of ourselves. And baby, I'm going to take care of myself.
I love it. I love it. So you're such a busy lady. You're also opening a dinner club in Mexico, in Manzanillo, Mexico, Manhattan on the Rocks. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, years ago, I worked for a producer. I did several shows for her. And she said, Fran, you know, you're sitting on a gold mine. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, you know, you have this wonderful personality and you're funny. And I said, well, yeah, Richard told me that I was funny. I never thought I was funny, but I guess I am because I look at things in a quirky way. So she said, you should really do this. Well, you know, there's timing for everything. And now is the right timing. So it is going to be a very unusual supper club. More than likely, it will be within season. I don't know. Probably 5 nights a week with a Sunday brunch with beautiful music. Not only my friends who have done Broadway shows will be coming down to entertain. I mean, I grew up with, you know, Judy Garland and those films with Mickey Rooney. Let's put on a show. So we're going to put on a show and have a good time. So I don't believe that you should do anything unless it can bring you joy and can be a benefit to other people. So I'm looking forward to it. And I have Irving that's going to play for me. He's played several shows. He's a wonderful, wonderful performer. And I have a roster of Mexican talent that are just to die for. So it's going to be a place where you have to make a reservation. Nobody can just walk in the door. It's going to be, when I say exclusive, it's going to be for people who really genuinely wish to experience this experience that will be like no other.
Oh, it sounds wonderful, Fran. I can't wait. And, you know, I was thinking with all that you've done and all that you're doing, if you were to look at your life and think about how it might impact the world, somewhat like a legacy, what would that look like for you?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think the wisdom that I've learned And it's been good, it's been bad, it's been joyful, it's been painful, but I feel like I have really in this lifetime, and I have to tell you, I do believe in reincarnation. I was always a singer. I think that I have learned a lot of lessons and that I'm very happy to impart to other people. And I think everybody should have a mentor. I believe that the world is in such a terrible state that each and every one of us needs to show compassion and generosity and be willing to give back and be a shining light to other people. And if I accomplish that, then I will have accomplished everything. You know, things are just things. They don't own us. And I would like to also include something that Richard told me. He said, never give up your power to anyone. We are always at some point in our life vulnerable, but we must not make a mistake. Never give up your power to anybody.
That is, again, so powerful and so empowering. And Fran, I want to thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, it's wonderful to talk to you, and I really miss you up here in New York. I really miss you.
I will return. I promise.
I'll be seeing you soon.
Yes. And I wanted to let everyone know that our annual IPPI Book Awards is happening on November 8th through 11th, and we will have the pleasure of Fran entertaining us on the evening of November 8th, the evening that we open. So if you want to come down and meet Fran and experience her amazing talent, you can do that at mybookaward.com. That's mybookaward.com. And if you'd like to learn more about Expert Insights, her best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.